Anyway, so we've been talking about Tachanun. This is from the Sefer Hakun Alamo by Rabbi Arya Leibowitz. So he's up to the party, talks about, let's say it's a Monday or a Thursday, you have long Tachanun, Vuhurachum, and you don't have enough time to complete the long Tachanun. What should you do? How should you cut back on it? So first he quotes different opinions, but he quotes first from Rav Schechter. He says that the Rav Schechter says, doesn't mean we've mentioned before that the Tachanun is divided, the long part, the Hurakum before Nefilas Apayim, is divided into three parts. It was composed by three Zakenim. As we said, the Rishonim bring down that there were three Zakenim went through a miraculous salvation, and they each composed one part. So each part ends with Ki Kiyom Melech Hanun Rokhamata. It's like one or two paragraphs, then Ki Kiyom Melech Hanun Rokhamata, and the last part ends right before Tachanun. We don't have their Ki Kiyom Melech Hanun Rokhamata on that last part, but in Nusach Sfar they have it. So Rav Shacha says to his Talmidim that they could just say one of the three parts. It's better to say one part with Kavana, and then to rush through and say a lot without Kavana. And if enough time to say two parts, do that. But he says he shouldn't. Let's say, in other words, like he's anticipating you're in a very quick minion. Let's say the person, he's davening like yeshiva rate, and the minion's davening like sort of businessman rate. Where it's like he's used to yeshiva davening, and the minion he's davening at is like a very, you know, rush thing. So Rav Schechter says, so you'll say one of those parts, and then you'll cut the chase. But he said you shouldn't say the same part each time. So in other words, say on Monday if he says part A, so Tuesday he'll say part B, and then following Monday he'll say part C. You know what I mean? Then there's these three parts. Like in the beginning of Hurachum, there's like, you know, one or two paragraphs, another one or two paragraphs, another one or two paragraphs. That's the way Rav Schechter advised doing it. Okay, now he quotes here also from the Shas and Shuvas Ravot Ephraim. That's Ephraim Greenblatt, Zichron Levracha, who used to be a Rav in Memphis, Tennessee. He was big Gadol B'Torah. So in the Shas and Shuvas Ravot Ephraim, he says, Echad hipalel b'yom shini shachri b'yichidah. There was one person who davened by himself on a Monday, v'shachach lomar v'hurachum. He forgot to say v'hurachum. In other words, he didn't remember. He was davening by himself. He didn't remember it was a Monday or Thursday. He said short tachanun. He said, he says, v'lefnei mincha nizkar shlomar v'hurachum. And then before mincha, he remembered, in shachris, I didn't say v'hurachum. Ushalani imsha omer tachanun b'mincha yomar v'hurachum. So he asked me, can he put v'hurachum at the tachanun for mincha? In other words, he'll sort of like cut and paste, like we're used to with the computers. So he left out v'hurachum already from shachris. So now he'll just come and he'll say v'hurachum at mincha. That's what he asked. Baniti lo shiomar ki kol yom zmano v'chein asah. He says, I said, you know, geger zon tahed, you should do that because the whole day is time for a tachanun. Umisha cholek la yodiyeni. If anybody feels they disagree with me, I'm happy to hear it. But the Ruvo Ephraim says, that's what he's saying. So that could be another eitzah, you know, if you don't have time to fill it in at mincha. All right, now, then he quotes here from the Sefer Isha Yisrael, which we have, that if a person, he thinks he won't have enough time to say the whole Hurachum and also Tachanun, so it's better, he says, Mutav Shumar Tachanun like me v'Hurachum. In other words, this is like more extreme. In other words, let's say he doesn't have enough time to say v'Hurachum to the end of Tachanun, so he's saying, so leave out the Hurachum altogether and just say the Tachanun, Vayomer David El God. The Afim Yechol Amar Tachanun Achar Kriyas Torah B'Chol Zot Yomar Lefnei Kriyas Torah Tachanun V'Achar Chach Yomar Mi V'Hurachum. He says, after Kriyas Torah, then pick up V'Hurachum. So he says, so the main thing is to say the Tachanun each day. All right, let me cut one or more two points and that'll be it for today. Let me come back to another point with Tachanun. All right. Now, another halacha by Tachanun, and we mentioned this before, is Nefilas Apayim is miyusha v'lo ma'umad. Nefilas Apayim should be done when you're sitting, not standing. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Beis Yosef says it's based on Derech HaKabbalah. So it means when a person says Tachanun, they should always be seated. They should always be seated for Tachanun. He says, And then he quotes in the Rivash that there's no Kepeda. In other words, that's a different opinion. But the Akronim bring down, he says, if it's like Shasa Dechak, you have like exigent circumstances, so then you can rely on the Rivash, who says that it doesn't have to be seated. So the examples the Mishnah Berurah gives, let's say it's a situation where you can't sit down. Let's say somebody's davening near you, and, you know, like there's a Yesh Omrim, I shouldn't sit in front of somebody who's davening. So he says, so then you could rely on the Rivash and say the Nefilas HaPayim standing, and do it that way. And then he says V'yipol al panav u'umad imat tzibur. He'll do it like the way I would suggest is like he could maybe find like a pillar or a wall and do Nefilas HaPayim against the wall. Do it that way. And also, if we discussed that if I lean against an object, and if the object will be pulled away, it's as if I'm seated. So that's another Eitzah. You know, you could be mitzari for all of that. We had that elsewhere. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Any comments, questions, or thoughts? Rabbi Chananya Bachashbar, I'll see you tomorrow.